Hello, and welcome to Imagine Cup, Building Your Student Startup. This MVA course is going to cover not the coding of the project you want to build, but everything around it, where the idea comes from, how you're going to pitch it, the market research you should do, the user research you should do, business models, competitive analysis, user experience design, wireframes. Everything that's around the code, essentially, is what we're going to be talking about in this course. And you may not actually want to do a startup per se, and that's completely great. This is really about thinking like a startup, though. Thinking about how your project is going to work, why it's going to be great, who's it going to be for, how you're going to sell it or get it to market, and how to make it the best you can. So, with that in mind, I want to tell you a little bit about Imagine Cup in case it's new to you. Imagine Cup is Microsoft's global student technology competition. Every year, tens of thousands of students from all over the planet form teams and make great projects. Software, hardware, robots, apps, you name it, they do everything. And we take the very best of those projects all year long and event through a series of contests and bring the very best ones all the way to Seattle for the Imagine Cup World Finals, where they compete for cash, prizes, travel, et cetera. And I should also introduce myself. I'm John Scott Tynes. I'm the program lead for Imagine Cup. And I'm really excited to do this course with you because I know that many of you are getting degrees in computer science, engineering, software development, and that often those programs are really focused on the code. They're focused on architecture, on client server, on mobile, on interfaces, and on APIs and logic and routines, all this kind of stuff, right? It's the coding that generally is what you're getting in your classes. There's a lot more to making great technology projects than just code. And if all you know is code, then all you ever will do is code. I want to help you understand that you'll be a better coder and a better developer and have a better career if you can understand not just the code, but everything around it, how a project gets started, how it gets designed, how it gets built, and how it gets improved. By the end of this course, you should have the skills you need to develop a better project than you ever would have on your own, and I really believe that. In the course of the Imagine Cup competition season, we have a series of contests that are based on you getting to show these same skills. Our pitch video challenge, our project blueprint challenge, and our user experience challenge are all contests where you demonstrate these skills we're going to be talking about. But you don't have to be competing in those contests to benefit from this course. It should be useful to any student, anyone who's looking to get into not just coding, but making a product. Taking a project all the way along from idea to execution to release. Today, in our first module, we're going to be covering the pitch. And this is we often think of pitching in the context of pitching to investors, telling them about your project, trying to raise money. That's kind of the story we hear from Silicon Valley, the Mark Zuckerbergs and so forth, raising that first $1 million or $10 million to get their team started, to get their project underway. But a pitch is more than just, something geared for an investor. A pitch is really about how you tell your story, how you communicate your vision for your project to anyone, your family, your friends, your faculty and professors, other students, judges in contests like Imagine Cup, and of course your potential customers that might actually be people who are going to play your game or use your app or benefit from your solution. Being able to pitch your project effectively is the key to demonstrating that you know the project yourself, that you've done the work, you've done the investigation, the planning, and the thinking, and that you have an idea that's really, really strong. So in this first module, we're going to be talking about the pitch and how you get to a great pitch. Imagine Cup is themed around three broad categories: games, innovation, and world citizenship. Games are pretty straightforward. Games. My background is in games. I'm a game designer. The innovation category you can think of as being sort of, generally speaking, like it's sort of consumer-focused or business-focused projects. So if you're making a project that might, help someone exercise more or communicate with their friends or, manage their life better or it may be a specific kind of business purpose, like assisting in the management of a, let's say, of a clinic or a gymnasium or something. Like, you can think of those kind of focused projects that are trying to help a consumer or a business be better at what they do in their lives and their work. That's the innovation category. And in particular, of course, we're looking for new and exciting ideas, improved versions of existing ideas. We're looking for some really surprising concepts there. World citizenship falls in what is often referred to as the tech for good space. These are technology projects designed to help people in some fashion. Generally, people who maybe are having problems getting access to resources, whether that's, you know, lack of money, lack of water, lack of information about how to better raise crops or manage their health. But also people who may be in trouble and need assistance in some form, whether it's you know, guidance and information, whether it's actually like first responders in an emergency. And you should think about that world citizenship category in terms of identifying a problem that exists in the world today that impacts people and their lives, and finding a solution to make that better. For those three categories, for this first module, I've assembled a set of guest speakers who are going to be talking about those three themes and how you craft a pitch, how you think about your project at the early stages for each of those three categories. So, let's get started. In our upcoming videos, you're going to see interviews with these experts on pitching your game, pitching your innovation project, and pitching a world citizenship project. So let's get started.